Hello. Saturday, November 19th, 2016. It's season 10, episode 46. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
And I'm Matt.
And welcome to the show, everyone. If you'd like to get in touch with us, and you are more than welcome to do so, please get in touch with us. Our phone number is 334-272-9228. We always love hearing from you. 334-272-9228. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at InGame Chat. You can also find us on Facebook. You can email us, everyone, at InGameChat.net. We are streaming right now, as we always do. We're on Twitch. Head over to Twitch.tv and go to the top of the page there. You'll see a search box. You can type in InGame Chat. You'll be able to find us and join us live while we broadcast the show. You can even join the chat room, which is already
crazy,
just loaded with...
It's popping.
It's already moving so fast. It's actually quite... It's got a lot of people in there. Let's go ahead and give a rundown of who's all hanging out in the chat room today. We've got Lavos, who is just always there. Medusa's Mirror joining us. She was not there. I don't think she was here. She joined us late last episode?
Yeah. I believe.
So, she's hanging out. AC Wraith, Arioka, Basic Leah, Cavalier UK, Drunk Degenerates, Moltile, Mumnut, Rogue Baboon, and that 6'10" guy.
Rogue Baboon.
Where's Raspy Salamander?
Yeah, I'm about to say, where's your favorite?
Putting
She's
a call out for Raspy Salamander.
At a party right now.
Well, that's stupid.
I will let her know you said that.
Yeah, what a party. It's not, what is it?
Thanksgiving party.
Oh. Yeah. I,
exactly.
Moving on, I guess. I don't know. I'm going to apologize ahead of time because I, first off, I'm dealing with a headache and it's been bothering me. Well, last night, it was bothering me last night, which is why I didn't play any games last night. I wanted to.
Yeah.
I wanted to play Planet Coaster. I got Titanfall 2. I wanted to play that. Mm-hmm. But my head was killing me and, and I got some horrible news yesterday from a friend of mine, and that was not making the day any better, but the headache killed me. And so I took some stuff for that, laid down. I feel like I got plenty of sleep, but RJ and Matt have been sitting here watching me just yawn every 5 seconds.
I just thought it was the company, man.
No, I don't know what it is. And then my head is still killing me now, so jeez. I don't know what's up. It's just, it's bugging me. I did try to get in some time to play a few things here and there, so... But today's show, this is the show before Thanksgiving, which, whatever that means, it's the show before Black Friday.
That's what's more.
Way more important, which is actually on Thanksgiving anyway.
They keep on pushing holiday stuff out, you know, further. Like Black Friday was, you know, on a Friday. Now it's like...
The earliest store,
you know,
and
keep
I don't...
on pushing it further to the left.
I can't remember who it is.
Anything to get you spending money earlier. Have they going to have at it, man?
The earliest store that opens this year, and I think it's Goodies, I could be wrong, is at about 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon. 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's the earliest that the store opens. And that'll just get pushed back and pushed back further.
That's ridiculous, because at 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, most people are in a food coma.
That's not too ridiculous.
If they're doing it right.
Mm. It's not too ridiculous. And I see people post about it. Thank you, Moltile. I appreciate that. He hopes that I feel better.
Oh, it's not a tumor. No, that was the other one.
Yeah, no, it's not. I see people post about it, and I see people post lists of stores that are closed on Thanksgiving, and like, yeah, and then you get comments of people saying, oh, this is great, this is, that's how it should be, I don't support the thing. I was like, I just want to slap them. Like, yeah. No, it's retail. You know what you get into when you go into retail. This is what happens when you're in retail. You know, You're happy about all those stores, but okay, fine. Let's shut down the police department. Let's shut down the fire department. Let's give all of these people time off. But if you say, well, no, they're civil servants, they have to do their, well, these are retailers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have to sell you things at reduced prices. Now, if you're not, listen, if you're an electronic, I know I'm on a soapbox
got,
right now.
Got into
Excuse
a
me for a minute. My headache, bag, by the way, is going away.
You got into a big bag of empathy.
My headache is slowly, it's quickly actually going away.
is it the rage?
If yes, it is. If you are, if you're gonna discount stuff,
yeah,
you know, for a Black Friday sale or something, and you're not, we'll put it this way: if you're not gonna do any of that, then fine, stay closed. That's not what these people are out here for.
Yeah.
They're out here for the deals and the bargains.
Yeah, like a mom and pop store. They're probably not going to have.
Yeah,
like
if they're not going to, if you're not going to do
discounts.
If you're not going to do it, then go ahead. Stay closed. That's fine.
Or like bookstores.
Sure.
Shout out to Medusa.
I don't know. Do you run any Black Friday sales?
I don't know.
So
just talking about getting violent.
But and then okay, and then by the way, let's shut down the hospitals. Because they have to remain open Thanksgiving. People have to work those. I worked at a movie theater, man.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't shut down.
Yeah, if you close movie theaters on
Thanksgiving.
How many
people have traditions where it's like, oh, we always go to the movies on Thanksgiving or Christmas or blah, blah, blah. Well, no, you can't because these people want to.
Restaurants?
Stay home and go with their family. I know. There's restaurants that open. There's Waffle House. There's the Huddle House, wherever you may be. There is
it'd be
the
like,
IHOP, that sort of thing.
It'd be like closing a Chinese food on Christmas.
I don't know. I worked in retail.
You just don't do it.
I worked in that kind of retail. I had to pay my dues.
Retail
and I had to go
for
through,
years.
You know?
I mean, you know, like you said, you know what you're getting into.
It comes with the territory.
Yeah. Oh, darn, I have a job.
And I just hate people that.
And it's not like, you know, you don't get paid for your job. You're going to get paid to work that day. You know,
I mean,
you get like more than normal.
I don't hate people, but yeah, it's the fact. No, I mean, I don't hate them. I just hate the complaining that comes from them.
Yeah.
When it doesn't even affect you. Right.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people who were all proud of the fact that these stores weren't going to open on Thanksgiving. It's like, what does it matter to
you? Do
you
work at that store?
Yeah. What does it matter to you?
Yeah.
So I've had to work.
Me personally,
I
mean, since I do, and just so like, you know, grumpy and everything, I get upset like just on Sundays when things are closed because I'm like, to me, that's a wasted day. I mean, there's stuff that I would like to be doing and I would like to have some Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday and I can't. It's like the one day I really want it too, you know. So like,
go
you know,
to churches,
not the same. But like, so like anything that's like, I don't. It's just another day to me.
That's my little soapbox, my little rant, my little thing. Because I love Black Friday. I love it. I love showing up to the shop Thursday afternoon at about 3 o'clock when they are supposed to open at 5 or whatever. Seeing the line of people there, I love seeing that line. I'm not, you know, and I'm back when I was really into getting these deals. And back, by the way, when the deals were very hard to get. Now they're a little bit more easier with Amazon and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I would get, and this is probably somebody complaining about my my rant. The people who would be at the front of the line. Would have been there from that morning or the morning previous.
Mm-hmm.
And they were huddled there, waiting in line. And I used to think those were great people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're doing their thing. They want to get that deal. That's awesome. And then I saw really what they were doing. They were milking it. What they were doing was they were first in line. So then when the employee would come out and hand out the vouchers for the really, really scarce items that were really cheap.
Right.
They'd take one of all of them. Then when the employee went back, they would go towards the back of the line. Be like, hey, who wants this voucher for this thing? This means you get it. They were already sold out up front, but this means you get it. $50.
Scalping.
Yeah. They were scalping Black Friday.
I don't see a problem with that.
Part of me is impressed with that.
I don't see a problem with that. No.
That's, capitalism, I guess.
It really is. I just hated it because, well, actually, I didn't because there was never any, there was never anything I wanted that they got a hold of ahead of time or anything like that. There was never that one item that I needed to be first in line for to get. And the more I did these, the more I realized the items that I was looking to get, the items that we're going to talk about, the Xbox consoles and video games. You saw the video I posted in our chat.
I did. Oh, my goodness.
They're abundantly available.
Yeah.
Don't worry about not being there right when they open. You're going to get one. It's fine.
Unless there's, a couple hundred people in front of you.
But they've all got to want that thing, you know? And even then, there's plenty of stores whose stock is just like that. I mean, I walked into the Best Buy here in Montgomery, and the one in Prattville as well, and they were getting ready. They were the stock.
They were prepping already.
Was stacked like PS4s stacked on top of PS4s on top of PS4s. Xbox Ones,
Open
all variations.
Pros. Not pros, were they?
They were pros.
Okay.
There were pros. Most of them were.
Because I'm hearing nothing but problems on that thing. Yeah.
Most of them were the Uncharted bundles, but there were pros as well.
Okay.
And then the Xbox One bundles, the Battlefield, lots of Minecraft bundles for the Xbox One S, by the way. Controllers out the ear. And the games really weren't stacked up, but they'll be fine on the games too, honestly. And a lot of the games have gone on sale earlier. Titanfall, which was one I wanted. Best Buy had a sale yesterday, and it was $32. Walmart's price on Black Friday for that game is going to be $27. With tax, it'll be about $30. But it's $27. That's at Walmart. I'm never doing a Walmart Black Friday ever again. I did it once.
No.
I'll never do it again.
I've heard
the purge.
Yeah. I've heard plenty of Walmart stories around Black Friday, man. It's almost not even worth it.
Yeah. But they have like the cheapest prices on all the games that I wanted, but only by like $3. At Best Buy, it's $30. Target's going to be $30 for that and a couple of other titles as well.
It's not worth it. $3? No, not worth it.
Well, Best Buy put Titanfall 2 down to $32 yesterday as their deal of the day. Xbox One, PS4, and PC. With my Gamers Club unlocked discount, it knocked it down to $26.
Not bad.
So with tax, I still paid, it was some change less, but with tax, I still paid less than what I would have paid if I did the Walmart Black Friday deal.
Okay.
By the way, if you are a Gamers Club unlocked member, which we have pushed on this show plenty of times, your membership does not work on Thanksgiving or Black Friday. You will take those deals as they come, and it will not be you won't get a discount. So, which by the way also points me to another note of strategy. If you plan on doing other Christmas shopping on items that aren't on sale on Black Friday, that aren't on any kind of Black Friday special, pick them up before or after, because your Gamers Club, if it's games, because your Gamers Club unlocks stuff if it's a game that's not on sale. You're not going to get the regular discount that you would. And if it's not on sale, there's no reason to buy it during these coming 2 days. No reason to pick it up. Get it before or get it after so you can get the deal. So you can get the Gamers Club unlock stuff to work. So, let's go to who do we have?
Dr. Pershing or something like that. I don't know. Name.
Okay. Hello, you're in in-game chat. Who's this?
Hey, this is Dr. Tom Pershing.
Ah, see, I was correct.
You were correct. The name was familiar because Greg has used him plenty of times.
Oh, yeah.
But I wasn't sure if you had it right or not. Hello, doctor.
I'm afraid I scouted that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump back about 30 sentences ago about headaches. If y'all want to talk about it in a minute, I got a couple of ideas.
Well, it's started to lift up after I went on that rant of retailers open for Black Friday. It's actually lifted a little bit.
The gamma rays are coming.
What are some of your remedies there?
Well, one of the by far the most common cause of headaches is dehydration, and so and a lot of that's got to do with what people drink to hydrate themselves, which is Cokes, coffee, and caffeinated drinks, and as you know, those are diuretics, so you end up with a net loss of fluid by drinking the coffee or a Diet Coke or a Diet Pepsi or something like that. So, you know, just a couple of good old bottles of water sometimes can cure headaches.
I had a liter of it before we started the show. Literally a liter of water before we started the show.
You chugged it.
I didn't mean to chug it. I was just so close to the end of it. I said, nah, got to finish it. Got to finish.
What
so
about
I finished
vodka?
Off the liter. No, vodka is not. No, that's not water. No.
But there's another thing that happens this time of year, and it's called, everything's got an acronym these days, you know, and it's called SAD, and it's a seasonal anxiety disorder. Okay?
Yeah,
I actually have that. You have that as well?
Yeah.
And so we've had a lot of exacerbation or extra severe cases of the SAD disorder this year because the seasons are not doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
See, we're supposed to be way into fall by now, and we're not. And fall lovers feel like they're getting cheated out of their fall, and that can cause SAD, their seasonal anxiety disorder.
I don't know. You know, I honestly blame it probably on the stress that I had yesterday from the horrible news that I got from a friend of mine who he passed away in a car accident. He was my neighbor from birth until probably graduation of high school.
I'm sorry to hear that.
There's baby pictures of him and I.
I heard that. I heard you telling about that, and that was a good little clip of advice as well, is reaching out to people. You know, I mean, you always think about your high school or college friends, or in this case, your next-door neighbor, and the phone rings on both ends, and sometimes I think that people could just have to be a little more proactive, because if you're waiting around for somebody to call, it may not happen, and may not get time.
Well, we appreciate the call, Doctor. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate you listening as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Catch you next time.
You have a great day. I wasn't sure about going into that, but yeah, it was, and that's something I would have done at the end of the episode, and I guess I still will at the end of the episode. I'll talk a little bit about that, but,
sorry to hear it, buddy.
I know. Yeah, I'll talk about it after the show.
Yeah.
At the end of the show. So back to the Black Friday stuff. We're going to go over that. I've got a list. Now I'll go over the console stuff, but I've also got a list of the video games that are going to be on sale. I'm not going to run down this entire list of games. It is way too long. We're looking at over 100 games. Mm. If there's a game you're curious about, call in. Excuse me. Post it in the chat room. Call in. And just ask, you know, is this one going to be on sale? I'll look through the list. If it's there, I'll tell you. If it's not, you know, then I'll tell you that it's not going to be on sale. I might hit some highlights and stuff like that, but... there's over 100 games, and if you're curious about one, in fact, I was.
Let's go line by line.
No, I'm curious about Dishonored 2.
Yes.
It is not on the list.
Drats.
Deus Ex is on the list.
Yeah, I already got it.
Yeah.
And suggest people buy it. It's a great one.
It's down to $25.
Oh, well, worth.
Isn't it basically at this point that if it was a game you were on the fence about a few months back, a good time to jump on now? Yeah. Price has dropped enough to where you can pick it up?
I have often said during, and I've often broke this rule, but I'll get this one.
Okay.
I've often said that if it comes out about mid-October, October on,
wait,
don't buy it.
It's like how your family always be like when it gets close to your birthday or the holidays.
Titanfall
like,
2 released like 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks
ago. And already on sale.
And I picked it up for already $27.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Let's go back to the phones. Hey, you're on in-game chat. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey Chris, how's it going?
Not too bad. Yeah, we're still on for next weekend after Thanksgiving to bring in that console and everything.
Might as well, sure.
Okay. And on top of that, if y'all have some time the week after that, I just got an email from Square Enix last week that just made my year.
Yeah?
You know about the Final Fantasy... the Ultimate Collector's Editions, well, I got one of those.
Oh, were you in a lottery for it, or what?
I actually, when everything, when they were all sold out, they said, you know, if you were wanting one, they, you know, they put you on a back order list and email you.
Yeah.
Well, I got one of the emails, and so I had a chance at one.
Nice.
Why don't you, now, when are you going to get that?
I'm going to call in and check, but I believe I ought to get it on the launch day, but I'm not sure. I'm going to double check on it, but, it, you know, they update me whenever it was shipped and paid for, you know, so I'm not sure.
Okay, keep in touch with that, and then whenever that comes in, I want you to bring that and the other stuff and just do it in one visit there so we can see all those collections. And I'll tell you what, I'll bring in my Dishonored 2. Oh man, that thing is awesome. The mask.
Just the picture that I saw.
Oh man, that's crazy. So I'll bring that in, and I'll bring in my Overwatch collection thing. I will.
Don't you have a ghost also?
I do. I haven't opened that though. Mm. That is still sealed.
Oh, really? From Destiny?
Because you could not buy it anywhere else. That is still completely sealed. Have not broken into that thing at all.
I just need to find like the claptrap from the Borderlands.
Yeah. I'll bring in we'll just do a whole collector's edition thing that day. So keep in touch with me and let me know when that comes in from Square.
Is that the Final Fantasy 15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw a picture of the amount of stuff. It's going to be a lot. But yeah, bring that in and we'll do a whole collector's edition show.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll be in, I think it's on the 29th, which would be the weekend after that.
Okay, that's fine. We'll just, like I said, we'll set it up. Just keep me posted whenever you get it in. We'll pick a date, and then we'll do the entire show will be about collector's editions.
If I find out it's going to be quite a ways down the road, you still want me to come in next weekend, or you would still want to just push it off?
See what you find out about that, because, I mean, if it is back-ordered and you're not going to get it until
4 months later.
Yeah, who knows? Then we'll call an audible on that. But see what you can find out about that first.
Okay, I will.
And then we'll get you in. Thanks so much for calling, Chris.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too, man.
Take care now.
Bye.
I was like, I got that Batman Batarang from the collector's edition.
Yeah, I can't bring
it. I don't collect them like you do. Mm. Oh, you know
that mask.
Yeah, like I said, just the pictures I saw were amazing. I can't even imagine like in person.
I was I opened it up yesterday, actually, because I was just sitting there in bed trying to get over this headache, and I was like, let's go through this thing. And I looked at that, I was like, wow, that's amazing. The steel book is really nice.
How much smaller is the mask from, like, you know, how
it steel? It looks like it's life size.
Oh, really?
I mean, I got a big face. I got a big head.
Yeah.
But it would fit over your face. It would fit over, I guess, you know.
Interesting.
But it would fit. Yes. It's scale, put it that way. But I think it's I am very impressed with that. Overwatch still wins out on being the best packaging I've seen for a collector's edition. But this is really
there's a difference between packaging and content.
There is. You know? And the packaging for Overwatch was fantastic. The content. We got the phones again?
Yeah.
I'll grab it again. The mask is just unreal.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone. We're going to take this call, and then we got to go to break. Hey, who's this? You're on in-game chat.
It's me again. It may be a couple of days after release or on release, so I'll keep in touch and keep an eye on it, and I'll see y'all later sometime.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Thanks. All right, so we are going to have to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more in-game chat. Like I said, we got the Black Friday list open. We're going to go over all of those, but if you've got a particular game that you're curious about or a game that you're looking for to get your kids or something like that, whatever the case, call in, put it in the chat room, let me know what game it is. I'll look through the list, and we'll let you know what the price is on that thing and where you can buy it and how much it's going to be. We'll do all that stuff. We got more as well to talk about coming up on this episode of In-Game Chat. Our number, 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228. We'll be back with more in-game chat right after this. Here is music. I have this album autographed. I can finally say that. It's from Journey.
Oh, Journey. Yeah, because yes. You got it.
Austin Wintory.
Nice.
I have this album autographed. It's fantastic. Anyway, we'll be back right after this. He said. We'll be right back. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. That is music from N+. It's a great little game there. So in the chat room, we had a question. What VR games are on the Black Friday list?
Tell us, Scott.
Well, drum roll. None. Actually, there are none. Now, let me take that back a little bit and say, okay, so Tomb Raider, right?
Yes, the PS4, 20th anniversary.
Yeah, the PS4 version of Tomb Raider, I think, has a VR thing you can do with it.
Okay.
I think. I may be getting that confused with the Pro. But anyway, there might be some games.
I think
games,
I remember hearing something about like Tomb Raider and
yeah,
the VR.
Yeah, there might be some games that have a little VR something involved with it that aren't specific.
Like a little
VR.
Bit of integration?
Right.
But not an actual full-up game.
So there may be those games. However, looking for Tomb Raider, that is not on sale either for PS4. Hmm. Yeah. So there's that. Unfortunately, yeah, I don't see any VR games. In fact, the PlayStation VR system itself is not on sale.
Which is a shame.
It's not on sale at all for Black Friday. The camera will be on sale.
I already got that.
Yeah, the camera, in fact, let me go ahead and tell you that.
No, I don't, actually.
The PS4 camera will be $30 at Best Buy.
All right. Wow.
On Black Friday.
Okay.
Or Thursday. It'll be $30 regular. I guess it's, what, 50?
Something like that. Yeah.
60?
Oh,
60.
60?
I think it was $60.
That's not a bad deal right
yeah.
there.
I might actually have to pick one up then, if that's mm-hmm. the case.
Yeah, if you don't have one, there you go. $30 for the PlayStation camera. In fact, let's go over some of the console. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll do that in a minute. Let's go over what we played. Mm-hmm. What are you playing right now, Matt? What are you playing on your phone, Matt?
Candy Crush.
Are you really playing Candy Crush?
No.
You actually believed that, didn't you?
There was something that looked very Candy Crushy on his phone.
It was.
Okay.
Of course I believed it. It's Matt. What are you playing Candy Crush for?
I was just waiting for you to get to me.
RJ, what have you been playing?
I can multitask.
Get back to your Candy Crush game.
Okay.
RJ, what have you been playing?
Dark Souls 3. Again, I'm still getting through my secondary characters, getting them prepped up for the run through the DLC for Ashes of Ariandel. So I went through it with my main character, but I haven't done it with my secondary characters yet, so I'm prepping up for that. Spent a little time with Drunk Degenerates in the chat.
He's fun to help out.
Yeah, he showed me a little thing about...
That's right. You and I was in there with Nate playing Battlefield 1, mm-hmm. trying to play Battlefield 1.
Yeah, you had connection problems, I think.
Oh, there was some weird... Like, we got into one game together, that was it.
Yeah.
And that even took some work. Mm-hmm. And then finally we tried to do it again, and we just couldn't. And at that point, it was like 8:30, almost 9. I was like, all right, bedtime for me, man. So yeah, we got into the party chat, and
yeah.
It was me and Nate playing Battlefield 1, and you and Josh playing Dark Souls 3.
Yeah. So he showed me something that I didn't know. Like usually when you try to get together with someone, you have to be in an area where to cooperate. You have to be in an area where the boss has not been beaten yet.
Okay.
But if you have beaten the boss, you can just use your red soapstone to challenge. Well, to challenge someone to a duel, and you can go into that area with him anyway, whether boss has been beaten or not. I didn't know that, and thanks to working with him, I found that out. So that's a good thing to know. That I don't have to go. I don't have to run to an area where I haven't beaten the boss yet. I can just go to any area I want and just use the red soapstone, and I'll be fine. So, nice little benefit from working with him. Swapping some items for his secondary character. One of the frustrations that a lot of people had, like, they got all these nice items that they got, but they wouldn't work for their main, so they want to put it on their alternate, but there's not a real good way of switching things like that unless you have someone to give them to and then get back with your alternate character and then get with that person again and get them back. It's a little muling, basically, is what he called it.
Okay.
I'll hold these for you, and then while you get your second character in, then I'll join up with you again,
and then
I can give you the items that you got back. So we had to do that.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so it's a pretty... pretty good way to get your items, get items that you want on them. So yeah, that was pretty much all I did with gaming wise. Was Dark Souls 3.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Matt. What about you? Outside of Candy Crush, of course.
The Division.
More of The Division.
Yeah, more of that. I've been working nights this past week, so haven't had much time to actually get around to doing some stuff. you know, like other games that mm-hmm. I've been wanting to. But yeah, going through there, trying to get my gear set a little bit better, gears, you know, and we're me and the other guys were trying to like specialize and like find our, mm-hmm. you know, the different roles that we all want to do mm-hmm. in between like tanking and sniping, support, DPS, all those kind of stuff. And so we're trying to, now that we're all high level, you know, level 30 gear score of a 229, mm-hmm. and now we're just like trying to like fit more into like specialized roles. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to do the sniping stuff. So, mm-hmm. you know, having my gear spec towards that. It's been a lot of fun.
Anything else? Just that, huh?
Really, that's it.
Yeah, no, it's been kind of a dead week as far as me playing any games. I've had plenty to play.
That's always the case, isn't it?
Sucks.
We've all got plenty of games to play. Our backlog is just ridiculous, but we just...
I had Dishonored 2, Titanfall 2, and Planet Coaster. To play, and I just Planet Coaster I didn't get until Thursday.
That one looks interesting.
Yeah, well, it's Roller Coaster Tycoon 3, basically. And it seriously is. It is more Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 than Roller Coaster Tycoon World is, mm-hmm. which is the other game that released Atari. It's like Atari
at the same
and,
time, right?
I know. Yeah. Atari released Roller Coaster Tycoon World. One day after or day before, was it Frontier Games that released their Planet Coaster? So that sucks, really, honestly. They should have spaced that out instead of whoever was the decision holder on that. One of you guys should have pulled chicken and ran off the road and gone to a different date.
Yeah.
Whatever the case, you should have done it because that's not helping either one of you.
No.
It's splitting it up. So people who said, well, I don't know about this Planet Coaster thing. I think I'm going to stick with Roller Coaster Tycoon World. Well, you just lost business to them because they're not going to pick up your game now until later on down the line after they've played Roller Coaster Tycoon World. And they may not pick it up until much later since they've had their fill of...
building coaster.
Theme park simulators. Yeah. You're like, okay, I'm good. I'll pick up another one down the line, you know? And if the other people could have moved, then yeah, whatever. It's gonna hurt your bottom line on that. And so they really should have moved it. I'm not gonna get around to playing both. I'm only gonna get around to playing the one.
Mm-hmm.
Although the one was given to me by the developers, so
hey.
Or the publishers, which I was very happy to. And I need to get in touch with them about doing an interview on the show.
Okay.
To get them on to talk about it. Mm-hmm. These are originally, by the way, the guys who made, just to differentiate from anybody listening, they're theme park simulators. Atari has Roller Coaster Tycoon World, which is from the Roller Coaster Tycoon series of games. They were phenomenal back in the day. They were fantastic. 1, 2, and 3, great Roller Coaster Tycoon simulators. I say roller coaster simulator, whatever. Theme park simulators.
Yeah.
You build the theme park. You place the burger joints and the drink places. You got to put in the bathrooms. You put in the rides. You set how much they cost. You do advertising for the park. You make sure your maintenance takes care of the park.
The cleanup staff.
The cleanup staff are the people that puke when they get off the ride.
Yeah.
The cleanup staff are the people who just throw trash around. The maintenance staff who has to fix the rides. You go through all this stuff, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And just so you know, the people who made RCT, RCT2, and RCT3 are the same folks who made Planet Coaster. The folks who are making Roller Coaster Tycoon World have no connection to the previous three Roller Coaster Tycoon games.
See, I thought it would be just the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm. No. They're the ones who did it, and they wanted to kind of take back the reins on their property. They couldn't call it Roller Coaster Tycoon because that's owned by Atari. Chris Sawyer really was the guy who did all this, and Chris Sawyer has done quite a lot of those sim-type games. He did, it was Chris Sawyer's Railroads or Trains or something like that, where he did a train simulator-type thing where you build those things and you know, simulate that. But he's not attached to this that I know of. He's not attached to either one this time around that I know of. So I only played a very tiny bit of that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I played a very small fraction of that. I got through the first star setting on the very first scenario, which is like a pirate-themed theme park. And so, you know, I haven't played it enough to give you any kind of assessment, other than it looks so much like Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 that I'm sure I'm going to enjoy it.
I didn't play the third one. I remember like the old, I think the original one, way back in the day, and like back at the time it was really neat looking, but you know, the graphics you look at now, you're like, it's
yeah, I know, dated. Yeah, it's
but like
dated.
Part of me always wanted like that first person view of like going through the roller coaster,
which is what RCT3 finally put in there.
Because I think, you know, the graphics and the technology allowed it to, but you know, now with the computer's, you know, specs and graphic card capabilities, you know, I'm just really interested in how well that'll look.
Yeah. Oh no, it looks fantastic. It does display in 1440.
Okay.
Which is what I got it running on my monitor at the house. So it does display in that. I didn't know if it was a sign of the times or if there was something wrong, but it was displaying in 1440, and the interface, like the first thing that pops up is the text thing saying, "Hey, welcome to Roller Planet Coaster." The first thing you need to do is all this. There's a lot of text. It was really tiny.
Yeah.
Very tiny text.
You're like squinting.
I had
at
to
it.
Go through the options where I could enlarge the text.
Which I was like Condemned when it first came out on the PS3. If you didn't have a HD TV, Dead Rising.
Dead Rising
was, had that problem too. I think Condemned.
Was it Condemned also?
Condemned. I think it was the second one. Condemned 2.
Yeah.
Was like if you didn't have a HD TV, the screen was like really tiny and you could barely see it. And then Dead Rising had the same problem.
Yeah, you can't see the text.
You didn't have the right setup, man. You couldn't see the
text
at all.
Really, but they have an option. They have a thing in the settings where you can increase
text size.
Like it auto-scaled the interface, and I unclicked that so I could adjust the size of everything so I could see it. And that works fine. It looks good. I can't...
Is that on sale?
No, it's not on sale. In fact, I don't know how much it retails. It's not in stores. You can buy it off of Steam.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy it directly from Frontier, which... This is the same game that these are the same guys that made what's that space game you guys play?
Event Horizon.
No, not Event Horizon, not that fantastic movie. Why is that all of a sudden
Elite Dangerous?
Elite Dangerous. Yeah, why is that all of a sudden just away from my mind?
Yeah, same here. I was thinking of something else.
Mm.
I was thinking of that Sam Neill movie.
Yeah, Elite Dangerous. Yeah. The same guys who made that, so. So I played a very tiny bit of that. I loved so far what I played, but I really haven't played enough to really give you any kind of assessment on it. I got Dishonored installed.
I'm curious about
Dishonored
2. Yeah, I'm curious about Dishonored 2 and Watch Dogs 2.
Watch Dogs 2, I'm actually, I've sort of turned my opinion around.
Yeah, because the first one is just...
I might like to play that, you know?
But some of the stuff, I think Brock got it.
Spigot?
I think so. I think I was like, you know, following a couple of our listeners on Twitter, and one of them was talking about how they got into actually having enjoyed playing it.
So, I've heard it's kind of a lot like Titanfall 2, where I've read nothing but good things about the game. Like, a lot of people are saying, hey, pick up, especially with the price drop, they're like, ooh, you should get this game. This is much better than what they're leading you to believe. Just because it's discounted doesn't mean it's bad.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are giving EA flack because they released Battlefield 1 and Titanfall 2 so close together that it really killed it. Plus, then it was like, it was Battlefield 1 released, then Titanfall 2 released.
Call of Duty.
Then Call of Duty released afterwards.
Yeah.
They put it in a place that it never should have been.
Yeah.
This game should be coming out this coming week or December.
December actually probably be better.
You know?
Like a month between titles.
Or ahead. Or, you know, move it up. Move it up to the 1st of October or to August or September. Or if not, skip that October, November, the late October, early November release and throw it in December.
Mm-hmm.
Something. Just you sandwiched it between two powerhouses that have done nothing but kill that title. Titanfall 2 has killed it.
Mm.
In fact, we'll go over the numbers for October, the sales numbers for October, a little bit later in this episode. So I fired up Dishonored 2. got to the point where I had to pick if I was going to play as, which is not very far into the game, Corvo or the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nope, exit. I need to do research.
See what the perks are between the two?
I want to know, yeah, because it really doesn't give you, it doesn't give you any kind of, it's just like play as one or the other. They don't give you any kind of, hey, here's the benefits of playing as her. You get to use this power, this power, this power, or here's the benefits of playing as him. You get to, there was nothing. It was just like.
Maybe they want you to be like Resident Evil where you do two playthroughs.
No, I think I was reading something on it. It was like in their mode, you can play with or without powers. Something like that.
I think there might be something.
Yeah,
like
reading
that.
That someone's already beaten it without 100% stealth, no powers.
Okay, yeah, stealth mode, and then whatever the other mode, the power mode, I guess, the other one. Yeah.
Well, just yeah. you go for a ghosting achievement, mm-hmm. or you can go for the whatever the guns blazing.
Or maybe one of the two is better at stealth than power, mm-hmm. or whatever, something like that. I don't know.
Let's go to the phones and find out who this is. Hey, you're on in-game chat. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's going on today, man?
I was just wondering when this crap was going to go off and y'all put a real radio show on.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Appreciate you calling. this crap will go off in about an hour or so, yeah. So just tune in then, Mike, but we appreciate you calling so much.
I don't know
about
a real radio show after us, but, you know, different one.
It is a different radio show after us, yeah.
We are all different.
Oh, Mike. Yeah. Just make the world a better place, don't you, buddy?
Yay! That's the holiday spirit.
Yeah. Next time I will let you answer the phone. And I could have dumped that call, but yeah, whatever.
Whatever. You probably wouldn't have said that to me.
We honestly haven't gotten a call like that in
a while.
It's been a long, long time.
Remember that time we got Rickrolled?
Thanks for breaking the
nicety.
I know, breaking the streak,
breaking
man.
The streak, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm not answering. You can go ahead and answer that one, Matt. You have fun with that one. So, Dishonored 2, right. I got to the point where I have to select to play as either one of those, and I said, nah. I'll do some research and figure out if I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. And then I played Titanfall 2.
Mm-hmm.
I had already played it. Okay. I had already played it on the beta that they had released, and I didn't like what I played. But now I'm playing the campaign, the single-player campaign of it. It's not bad. It's not bad. I mean, I've played very, very little of it.
Was it a Titanfall 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't even gotten into a Titan yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm just playing the single-player campaign. It's really actually decent, yeah.
It's Crawdad.
Oh, all right. We'll talk to Crawdad. Hey, Crawdad.
Hey, man.
Are you going to tell us how terrible we are?
Yeah. You looking for that real radio show?
Yeah, I just thought that was, kind of cheesy, so I thought I'd call in and balance Gales a tad.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah. What's been going on with you? What's happening?
I'm not a terribly big gamer. I like playing a little, here and there and stuff, and I enjoy listening to your show every Saturday. And
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, it's one thing. We keep it, just for those who only listen to this show, we're on News Talk 93.1 FM radio, and during the weekends, we used to run all this satellite-fed-in stuff. Over the weekends, but we liked the fact that Monday through Friday, this is the only talk radio station in this city that runs 12 hours of local programming. It's all local programming. It's not fed in mm-hmm. from some city, from Atlanta or anything like that. It's all local programming from 6A to 6P, Monday through Friday. And we dump that satellite stuff in favor of replays on the weekends, and other stuff that we've got going on as well. There's plenty of varied shows.
Support local. That's
kind of, too. I like listening to the replay.
Right, really. And there's other shows that are on. Joey's got his show at noon, I think, and then we've got there's the medicine show.
Yeah, early. I think that's early for Saturday.
Yeah, that's on as well. There's things about building your home, doing improvements on your home, stuff like that. There's tons of varied stuff that you just don't hear Monday through Friday, and it still stays local on the weekends.
Even the show after us is local.
And Terry's show on after us, Clearing the Air, that is also local. So.
Guys, you're also, if I'm correct, you've had calls from way far away where people are picking up your show.
We got a guy who usually calls in Moltile, who's actually in our chat room right now. He calls in from Ireland. Drunk Degenerates, who's in the chat room, he's calling in from Germany. So yeah, we've had
people. When I was in Afghanistan,
you were in Afghanistan.
You called.
Yeah,
so
you reach a broad audience.
Oh yeah, well, thanks to the internet. Yes.
Yes.
So. Well, I just want to chat there and say hi. I enjoy it. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for your calling.
Have a good day.
You too.
Take care.
We're getting close to the top of the hour. Wanted to kind of go over, what else? Titanfall 2, that was
it. Titanfall
2. Other than that, I played Destiny like I normally do. I got through my Iron Banner again, did my stuff. My guys are up to like 397 now. The cap is 400.
Yeah.
It's getting to the point where I need to run the raid. And I need to run the hard mode now because the regular mode raid is going to give me gear that I don't need, all lower level.
Did you find a group to get with or what?
No. Well, I tell you know what I should do? What I will do, I think, is run that lower level raid through pickup groups.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's not going to be much of a problem being that I'm way up there in light level now.
Right.
I can kind of breeze through it and still learn the ropes as I go and then put myself in the hard mode so I can
prep yourself, see what's coming before
you
get there. Yeah,
because I just didn't want to be an anchor. I didn't want to be a downer on the team.
Right.
To be like, hey, what do I do here? Because I still don't know. I've only done it once, and I can't remember all the mechanics and everything you have to go through. So I'll figure something out there. But yeah, I need to do that. Otherwise, it's just going to be waiting for Iron Banner every month to roll around.
Every year.
So I can increase my level. That's
hit the max. Yeah, hit the max on that.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will hit over some of this Black Friday stuff. We'll go over the consoles. Where you can get your Xbox Ones, well, your Xbox One S's, your PS4s, your Nintendo 3DS. What else do we have? Steam Machines. We don't have Wii U's, by the way. Hmm. Although there is a massive amount of them sticking out at Best Buy when I was over there the other day. A lot of those.
And if you have any questions about games, give us a call.
If you do, and you're not Mike, we'd love to hear from you. 334-27... That's fine. 272-9228 is the number. If you've got any idea, like if there's a game that your kid's been wanting or a game that you're wanting, give us a call. Ask us what that game is. Or maybe it's like, hey, what are the sports games running? Or what's, I don't know, Big Buck Hunter Arcade on Xbox. See, that's a title probably no one thought they wanted. But it's going to be on sale for what looks like $8 at Walmart.
Really?
Oh, no. That's Battlefield Hardline.
Oh.
Battlefield Hardline is $8. Big Buck Hunter Arcade is going to be $25.
Oh.
That's for Xbox One and PS4. So there. Maybe you didn't know you wanted that. There's the Batman games.
Yeah.
In fact, the Return to Arkham, the compilation thing, that's going to be on sale for Black Friday. So if there's games you're curious about, games you might want to pick up, or games that you have family who wants to, who's put on their little Christmas list that you've got to get, give us a call, give us a shout, something, let us know. We'll look it up for you. We'll be back with more in-game chat right after this, and hopefully a good radio show for you. We've got Song of the Dragonborn.
Ooh.
Everybody knows what this is. We'll be back with more of in-game chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. striving every weekend to be a real radio show for Mike.
I love the soundtrack.
This is Last of Us, by the way.
Yeah, it's an amazing one.
Very good one. We're getting into that section of the rotation of music that's just really good, and I don't want to...
Yeah, just listen to it, man.
Yeah. But that's not what we're going to do.
Okay. We got discounts to talk about.
Yeah, we got discounts. We got sale numbers. We've got, I don't know, we got whatever you want to talk about at 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228 is the number. Before we get into those Black Friday deals, mm-hmm. I was looking at Super Mario Run, the iPhone, the iPhone game is going to launch on December 15th. It's $10.
It seems a little high priced.
That's a lot of money.
Okay, so it's not just me. I mean, I don't play any of the Run games, so, but that seems a little...
What's the typical price for those, Dan?
I think maybe like $5.
Maybe.
Is on the higher end, the $2 maybe? $4.99.
For phone apps, I barely pay $1.
Yeah, that's what...
If I can get away with it, with the exception of the...
Well, like they had Final Fantasy Tactics. You know, they had some of those, and those were like $5, I think.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, wait a second. Let me. This comes from Eurogamer.
Okay.
Nintendo's first mobile outing for its mustachioed mascot will launch on iPhone December 15th, priced at $9.99. Super Mario Run is free to start, with a limited portion of the game available to play without charge. You'll be able to try out all three of the app's main modes. Nintendo will then require you to pay if you want to access the full game via the $10 fee. So.
That kind of reminds me of the old shareware days.
Yeah. Man. So there you go. $10 for this game. I sadly see myself actually paying for it.
Hey, you know, own it, man, if you're going to.
Well, I don't know. It depends. Obviously, I'm going to wait. This is not something that's... This is something easily waitable to see how the community... likes it or to see what they say. This is something that's easily letting other people spend the money first to tell me how it is before I jump in on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is sort of uncharted territory for them, for Nintendo. What I think is, I guess, what sounds like an endless runner type game, Super Mario Run. So I'll let other people try this thing out first to see if that $10 is worth it or not. And go with that. The other thing, these are just some small, quick little hits here. It was announced that our good friends at Zen Studios are working on a Bethesda pinball pack.
Yeah, I saw that.
Bethesda are game developers who have made, they published Dishonored, Dishonored 2. That was Arkane Studios who did the development on that. They've done Wolf, Doom, Quake, Skyrim, Elder Scrolls, all that stuff. And they're doing...
Fallout?
Yeah, the three tables that will be included on the Bethesda pinball pack... Will there be a Skyrim-themed pinball table, a Doom-themed pinball table, and a Fallout-themed pinball table?
I think that'd be awesome. It's like as the ball's like going towards the gutter, you could just like foo-throw daw it and fly back out.
Honestly, for Skyrim and Fallout, I don't necessarily know that there should be an end to that game. They should just be endless. Just keep going.
Yeah.
It's just endless balls, and just keep going through there and have. Massive amount of side quests that you can activate, and you just keep going. I would like somebody to kind of innovate on that theme of you get three balls, that's it.
I used to be an adventurer like you till I took a pinball to the knee.
Well, I bet that's an achievement.
they'd be missing an opportunity if it won.
I have played through the pinball arcade app on my iPad that has recreations of older pinball tables digitally done. Pinball machines used to come with 5 plays per quarter or whatever you put in there. It didn't become the 3-ball rule until about the late 60s, early 70s.
Man.
When they started doing the 3-ball rule. And everybody kind of followed suit. But before that, you had like 5 balls. There wasn't much going on the table,
yeah. And
your score wasn't massive, but you had plenty of opportunity to make it happen. I'm really having trouble with this mic. But there was, at some point, that all changed. I would really like to see somebody kind of innovate on that and figure out a way that it just doesn't have to be 3, 5, anything. Just make it.
Break the mold.
Something. Give you an endless pinballer or something. I don't know what it is, but you've got a
like
massive.
A
do what?
Maintain this score to keep the balls coming.
Sure.
Something like
you
that.
You know, find a new way to. Just something new. They tried to do this with Pinball 2000, and I'm going into some real-world stuff here. Pinball 2000 released, I want to say, 2, maybe 3 games.
That sounds like a cheesy Roger Corman movie.
Well, it was Williams. They were trying to revitalize pinball. And they made one which was Attack from Mars, which was based on an older pinball machine called of Attack on Mars. Mm-hmm. And they did one for Star Wars Episode I. And I want to say they did a third one, but I can't remember what it was. But Star Wars Episode I, all it did was it projected an image onto the field, onto the play field.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball would interact with those images. And it would sort of, it was kind of making it a mix of an arcade machine and a pinball machine. And it didn't do very well at all.
Hmm.
It didn't survive.
Was it fun?
It was all right. Okay. I preferred the Mars Attacks one more than I did the Star Wars one.
Okay.
Yeah, it says Revenge from Mars, Star Wars Episode I. This is from Wikipedia. It says planned unreleased was Wizard Blocks, Wild Toys, Monopoly, Holopin, and something from Playboy.
Now, the Monopoly one should last a long time. That would be the one to have the endless balls also on. That would just take forever.
I don't know. I'd like to see something like that. You might get it with one of these. I don't know. They haven't really announced. I think they released a trailer for it, but it was a teaser, just like 20 seconds, and you really didn't get much. So, I'm really curious as to what they'll do with that. All right, and coming up later, like I said, we'll do the October game
numbers.
Sales. Yeah, the numbers for that. And we're also going to go over the Game Awards, which comes out, I think, December 1st. I think that's a Thursday. Jeff Keighley's video game awards show, the Game Awards.
Yeah.
We'll go over the nominees for that.
Oh, okay.
So, right now, let's go over some of these Black Friday deals.
Mm-hmm.
Mumnut is wanting to get on with it. I don't know if he's got to go or what, but we're going to get on with it. All right. So, for your Xbox One S...
Console, right?
Console. We're just doing the consoles. If you want the games, you need to tell me what game you're looking at, because there's just over 100 of them, and I'm not going to go through the entire list. Mm-hmm. I'll hit some highlights, but I'm not going to do all of them. Let's start with Steam Machines. Let's start there.
Sure.
Alienware Steam Machines, the 500 gig Steam Machine, $225 at GameStop, or the 1 terabyte machine is $375. If you're looking for those. If you're not sure what a Steam Machine is, you're probably not looking for one. And don't worry about it. Nintendo, the Super Mario Limited Edition Black Nintendo 3DS, the new Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah.
That's going to be $99 at Best Buy and at Target.
Wow.
And at Walmart and at GameStop and at Toys R Us.
All right.
So it's not a 3DS XL. It's just the regular size new 3DS.
Okay, with the little third, the secondary button. Well, not button, but...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Is that on the regular, or is that on just the XL?
I think it's on the new.
It's on the new one?
That's the one that I have.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But you have a new XL, right? Is yours an XL?
I don't know if it's an XL or just a... I know.
I got the XL.
Okay.
But these are just new Nintendo 3DSs. The limited edition black one, $99. The limited edition white one will also be $99. That is at stores. That is not listed to be the case on Amazon. Nintendo is not putting those on Amazon. Mm. Those are going to be in retailers only. If you have a Target Red Card, I don't know what that is, but if you have a Target Red Card...
It's probably like their...
some club card.
Or something.
It's a club card, yes. You can get it for $95 instead of $99.
What? $4, that's not bad.
So it's a pretty looking old version of the 3DS?
No. It's not an old 3DS. It's the new 3DS, but it's not the XL size. It's the standard size. Yeah. I prefer XL.
Yeah, I'm about to
you
say.
Seen these hands?
XL seems to be the better one. So
I prefer the XL.
I didn't know they did a new 3DS XL.
Hmm?
I didn't know they did a new 3DS XL.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh?
My point I'm trying to make is that I think wouldn't it be better if they made that limited edition one for the XL size one?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. The benefits of the regular, the standard 3DS mm-hmm. is you get a just a bit better resolution
mm-hmm.
On the screens because they're smaller. I'm sorry, I keep hitting this mic with my giant hands. you get better resolution on the screens because they're smaller. Mm-hmm. The bigger resolution, the games have to expand a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really noticeable. But I just, you know, the benefits really outweigh anything I would want with the resolution on that.
Hmm.
So,
okay.
Those are your Nintendo deals. The Sony deals for mm-hmm. you. If you're looking for the PlayStation VR or the PS4 Pro, you're not going to find them. They're not putting discounts on those. PlayStation camera will be $30 at Best Buy
mm-hmm.
on Black Friday. Controllers will be $40. At Best Buy, $40 at Target, $38 if you have a red card. There will be $39 at Walmart. Good luck. GameStop, the black-only controller will be $40. All others will be $45. And the gold GameStop exclusive controller is $65 on Black Friday. Toys R Us will have them between $40 and $45. There is one bundle deal on the PS4 Pro.
Okay. That's four.
Yeah, I know.
We need a counter.
Yeah.
The 1 terabyte PS4 Pro
mm-hmm.
with a 55-inch Toshiba 4K TV.
Okay.
Will set you back $750 at Best Buy.
What? That's it?
That's pretty cheap.
That's extremely mm-hmm. cheap.
Think about it. The PS4 Pro is $400?
Yeah, the 1 terabyte.
Yeah, the 1 terabyte is $400.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for another $350...
You get a 55-inch TV?
You're getting a 55-inch 4K television set.
4K?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a pretty good deal.
I wonder what the refresh rate on that is.
I don't know, but
it's better than my non-4K, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is a pretty good deal. Hang on a second. I am going to copy this link, and I'm going to post it in the chat room. There you go. There's a link. You can check out what that TV is if that's something you want to go with, but it's a pretty good deal considering everything involved in there. PlayStation 4 500 gig Ultimate Bundle, which I don't know what comes in the Ultimate Bundle, is going to be $350 at Costco.
Hmm.
It includes... Oh, okay. Here we go.
Oh.
It includes the Uncharted 4 game, a 500 gig slim PS4, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, and an extra controller.
Would that also include the Call of Duty 4 if it has Infinite Warfare?
I don't know. I think that's just the Legacy Edition.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But $350, still a good price if you're looking to, if you need to get one of those. The Uncharted 4 PS4 500 gig slim model, lots of stuff. Basically, it's the PS4 and a game. You get, that's going to be $250 almost everywhere. Best Buy, you'll get free Ratchet & Clank and Last of Us Remastered with this purchase.
It'd be worth it for Last of Us.
Yeah, so you get basically three games for $250. At Target, if you have a red card, you can get it for $237.
Yeah, look into that red card.
Yeah, I know. Walmart, you'll get a free $30 gift card from them. GameStop, it's a Friday-only deal. You'll get free Ratchet & Clank or The Last of Us.
Oh, man, no.
Yeah. So that's an or, not an and. So you're only getting two games with that one.
Go with the and.
Yeah, Toys R Us has got it for $250. Kohl's has it for $250, but you'll get $75 in Kohl's cash, which apparently works as real money in that store, that you can't spend until the following Sunday.
Okay.
When the deals are probably over with. But still, you get $75 to spend at Kohl's after you spent $250. So, might be something to look into. It'll be $250 at Sam's. It'll be $280 at Costco. You'll get an extra controller with that. So, there you go. Microsoft, they've got a lot of deals here. And as you can tell, this is why we're not doing a rundown of the games, because there's just way too much here. I'm not going to give the pre-owned Kinect. Let's look at the... If you want Xbox Live for 6 months, Walmart has it for $25.
Jeez. I wish they'd do that for PlayStation Plus.
Yeah. $25, and it says plus free game. There's probably some details on what that free game is.
PlayStation Plus, isn't it like 3 months for that price right now? 25?
Yeah.
I think it is, yeah. 3 months for PlayStation Plus is 25, so they're going to bring double that for the same price for this Black Friday.
Okay. Yeah. $30 at GameStop if you want to do that. Now, the Xbox Live 3 month subscription, Best Buy will have that for sale $15. But it'll only be $5 if you buy any select $30 game. Mm-hmm. So you'd be paying $35 for a 3 month thing, but still. $15 for Xbox Live 3 month subscription, $15 at GameStop, $15 at Toys R Us. Controllers. If you're looking for a controller for your Xbox One, $40 at Best Buy, $40 at Target, $40 pretty much across the board. But unless you have a red card, then it's $38.
What about the Elite controller?
The Elite is not on sale, but it is bundled. And okay. I'll tell you about that bundle in a second.
Was it like an Elite bundle?
You get a console with it, yeah.
Okay.
It's actually a pretty good deal.
The BX actually has the Elite bundle console with, I think it's like 1 terabyte plus the Elite controller.
Mm-hmm. Now with the Microsoft Xbox Ones, there is a lot of deals. So I'm gonna try and condense all of these for you and not do all the prices and run them down like this, because it's just gonna get muddled.
Yeah.
There's the Gears of War 500 gig bundle, and there's the Battlefield 1 500 gig bundle. The Battlefield 1 500 gig bundle will be $250 across the board everywhere.
Okay.
And I feel like Amazon's going to be matching these also.
Yeah. Hey, quick one. Can you put a 1 terabyte in a 1 terabyte drive in a...
You can, yes.
Yeah.
All okay. of these, all of these consoles, by the way, you can switch out their hard drives.
Okay. Good.
So even though it may be 500, you can put a 1 terabyte, a 2 terabyte into the system if you've got it. Let's see. The Gears of War 1 terabyte white bundle will be $300 at Best Buy and GameStop. There is, you get a free controller with that one if you buy it from Best Buy.
Huh.
Minecraft 500 gig Xbox One S bundle. $250 at Best Buy, $250 at Target, but you'll get a $40 gift card. And if you have a red card, it'll only be $237. Not bad. Walmart, $279, and you'll get a third-party controller, by the way, with that one. At GameStop, it's $250. At Toys R Us, it's $250. At Kohl's, just like the PS4, it's $250, but you get $75
Kohl's cash.
At Sam's, it'll be $249. You'll get a free controller with that. And at Costco, it'll be $249. Now, the big bundle that I was talking about, the Battlefield 1 1 terabyte green special edition console. $300 at Best Buy with a free wireless controller. $300 at GameStop. $400 at Costco, but it's bundled with the Elite controller. The Elite controller is like $150, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So here is a system that normally costs $400 to begin with. You're
so
going to get it
get
for
$50 off the Elite controller.
Basically, you get $150, get a free controller. Yeah. It saves you $150.
Yeah. And it's a good controller.
Yeah.
Better be for that price.
I like it.
Plus, you're getting a 1 terabyte system. Some people, that might sway some people.
Yeah.
And you get Battlefield 1, of course, with it for free. So, those are your console ones. The game, like I said, the games, there's just a massive list of games to pick from. Some of the highlights there, man, Assassin's Creed Syndicate, which I've enjoyed, it's going to be $15 at Best Buy. It's going to be $8 at Target.
For which?
Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Yeah.
Oh, either one. Okay. Xbox One or PS4. None of these are PC. None of what I'm saying is PC. Although I don't doubt that either Amazon or somebody else will start price matching these things, and you'll see it for less if you're looking for that. What's another one here? Batman Return to Arkham, $30 at GameStop, $25 at Target. If you want to play those, the Batman Telltale series.
Yes.
$15 at GameStop.
For the full suit.
For the whole thing.
The entire thing.
Okay. Yeah. It's by the way, if you've got Xbox Gold, you can buy it from the Xbox store digitally. You can get it for $16.
But again, that's something I'd want on my computer.
Yeah, Battlefield 1 will be $30 at Best Buy. $27 at Walmart if you want to brave that crowd. Good luck.
Seriously.
It's really difficult to do. I'm not. Bloodborne's going to be $15. I don't know if that comes with... I don't think it comes with the DLC.
I got to finish the DLC for that, by the way.
Call of Duty Infinite Warfare will be $45 at Toys R Us. That's a recently released game. Call of Duty Infinite Warfare Legacy Edition, which comes with the remaster, will be $60 at Best Buy and at GameStop.
All right.
It'll be $57 at Walmart, if you want to brave that. That's a pretty good deal, only for the fact that you get... I think it retails for $80 right now, so it's $20 off. Dark Souls 3 will be $20. Mm-hmm. Destiny, if you're looking to do that, Medusa's Mirror, you need to get a PS4 first. But Destiny will be $30, and that's the collection. So that comes with all
the banner, all that. And luckily there are some PS4 bundles out there and discounts.
Comes with all of that. What was another one that I was looking for? Fallout 4 is going to be $20.
That's not bad.
Far Cry Primal is going to be $15.
That's actually a good price.
Yeah, $15 at Best Buy. Gears of War 4 will be $30 at Best Buy. $28 if you go the Target route and have a red card. Let's see. What else we got in here that I was looking for? Last of Us Remastered will be $10 at GameStop.
Oh, that's so worth it.
Mm.
LEGO Dimensions Starter Pack will be $40. I think that's regularly $60. LEGO Star Wars The Force Awakens, $25. Mafia 3.
Yeah?
$30.
Still a little high.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
I don't think the ratings were pretty good. Like, barely above average, I think, for Mafia 3.
Kind of what I was hearing.
I might pick it up. Mirror's Edge Catalyst will be $20. What else? Mortal Kombat XL will be $20.
Yeah, I think that face said it all.
No Man's Sky will be $25 or $20.
Too high.
$25 at Best Buy, $20 at GameStop.
Too high.
Yeah.
Overwatch will be $35 if you're looking to get into that. Rainbow Six Siege is going to be down to $20. This is console, but I imagine you're going to see this mirrored on the PC version.
That's a game that I want to play, but not by myself. I'd want to play with friends.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the only way I would want to play that.
ReCore, which came out in September.
I heard bad things about that.
$20. $15 at Target. $15 at Walmart. And I imagine, again... you'll see those. Oh, wait a second. Here's Rise of the Tomb Raider. I remember we said something about that not being.
Because of the VR thing.
There might be some VR in this. $40 at GameStop, $35 at Walmart. So if you've got any questions about what's out there, Star Wars Battlefront, by the way, $20 at Best Buy.
I believe they're doing a collector's edition. Ultimate edition of that.
They are. The deluxe edition, which I don't know what comes in the deluxe. I guess that's the season pass. Yeah. $10 at Target.
Yeah, see that?
That's right the one there. I want. By the way, did you see the new map that's going to be released based on Rogue One?
Yeah.
That's releasing the same day they're releasing the VR
the
X-Wing.
X-Wing thing?
Yes. And so I'm very interested in that.
So will I once I borrow your VR headset.
Yes. So, yeah, if there's anything else, you know, just give us a call or post it in the chat room if you want us to look it up.
That Battlefront, that's only, like, for Friday, right?
That's only for Thursday and Friday, yes. Again, you're going to see Amazon try and price match these things.
True.
So if you don't feel like braving this, just stand by your computer if you got the time, and you can probably pick up some good deals. But yeah, if you guys, if there's anything else that comes up while we're in the chat room, just throw it up. We'll look it up. In fact, let me just post the link to this thing, this whole thing, so everybody has it. I'm also going to put it on our Facebook page, but I'm going to put it in the chat room right now so everybody can use it there. But I'll also put it up on our Facebook page. In there, it's basically a spreadsheet with all of this information. So good luck with that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of In-Game Chat right after this. Here's music from Crimson Skies. Well,
yep, there it is.
There it is. We'll be right back. And welcome back to It Game Chat. That is music from Anachronox. Final segment of the show here. Just wanted to go over the sales figures for the month of October. Unique camera. Yeah, you need...
Yeah. I wasn't trying to interrupt you. I was just trying to get your attention.
You weren't looking at me, though. You're looking at the camera. I thought you were just making faces in the camera.
I thought you
were looking right over me.
Well... line of sight.
I keep forgetting about that. There's never one episode that does go by that I don't forget to turn the camera back on. The top-selling game for October 2016 was Battlefield 1.
Not surprising.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy what little you played?
Not really.
All right.
I didn't think it was bad, but I don't know. I've never been a Battlefield guy, really.
You get hit by mortar fire in that thing, I remember.
Well, that was in the multiplayer, and I think with a group, that probably would have been a lot of fun. I was talking about the single-player campaign thing that I played through, and I wasn't really... Yeah. It's really pretty. You know, they did a lot of Battlefront did, where the landscape looks... The terrain is just amazing looking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The battlefields, as it were, they look fantastic. The Zeppelins, whenever they get shot down, are fun to watch. I didn't care about the fight.
The humanity?
I didn't care about the fight at all once it started coming down. It's like, oh, that is so cool. Look at it. It just catches on fire, and then it comes down. It's gigantic.
Yeah, but the problem was you were standing under the thing.
I got out of the way.
From our chat.
But it was fun. It was still fun because you had debris going everywhere.
Yeah, you were dodging engine parts.
Yeah.
Left and right.
Somebody shot off an engine, fell down right in front, behind me, actually, and exploded. Mm-hmm. I took some damage, but I didn't die from it.
I hate to be like that grumpy old, you know, back in my day, you know, kind of guy, but for me, at least, Call of Duty, Battlefield, stuff like that, the originals, you know, back in the early 2000s and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Those I enjoy. The gameplay style has changed from that to be more Twitch based, more, you know, perk. It just changed game style.
Yeah.
And I like, you know, Battlefield 2 was so much, you know, that I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. You know, this
I think with
like,
a group in Battlefield 1, I think I would really, really enjoy it. A lot like when we were playing groups of Battlefront, playing with you guys. I had more fun doing that than I did just playing it by myself. Mm-hmm. The top-selling games for October 2016 is Battlefield 1, Mafia 3, Gears of War 4, FIFA 17, NBA 2K17, Skyrim.
All right.
For October of 2016, Skyrim, which is a game that came out in November of 2015. Or was it even earlier than that?
Skyrim came out before 2015.
2014, wasn't it?
Yep. Let's look it up and see.
It was like November 1 or November 11th mm-hmm. of 2014, maybe?
I think it might be older than see. That.
What yeah, you got, RJ?
Might, yeah.
I'm looking. Wait. Elder Scrolls V Skyrim, right?
Yes. Yeah.
2011?
That sounds...
Man. That goes
that sounds more correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Good God.
Okay, let's see. Worldwide, 2011 over November. Legendary Edition, 2013.
Yeah.
Special Edition, the 28th of October of this year.
Yeah.
Man,
that sounds more correct.
That's fantastic. See Skyrim making the top-selling games for
after
October
all this time.
Year. Yeah. The next one on the list was WWE 2K17, Civilization 6, Titanfall 2, and Madden 17.
Mm.
So, yeah, Titanfall 2 got pounded in the sales category there. So, all right. So the Game Awards are on December the 1st. First, yes. Game Awards are December 1st out in Los Angeles. It's going to be live streamed everywhere. Even VR devices will have it live streamed. The show takes place at 9 p.m. Eastern, which is 8 o'clock our time, and that's on December the 1st. Here is the nominees. Game of the Year. Tell me how many of these you played and how many you haven't. Game of the Year, Doom.
Yes.
No.
Inside.
No.
No, I haven't played that
no.
either.
No.
Same guys who did, what was the black and white thing? What was the black and white game? With the little, are you playing Candy Crush again?
No.
what was that black and, what was the black and white game? With the little boy and the spider.
Limbo.
Limbo. That's it. There's people that made Limbo. Overwatch, nominated for Game of the Year. I
no.
played nope. that. I haven't
heard of it, though.
Uncharted 4.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Of course.
And out of nowhere, Titanfall 2.
Nope.
Game of the Year. It's nominated for Game of the Year.
That's just...
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I'm hoping it's better than Titanfall 1.
I like Titanfall 1,
which,
dude.
I know, but...
Me and Nate played Titanfall 1 yeah. all the time, but we burned out on it very fast.
Who's the front runner you think is going to be in that? I'm thinking Overwatch.
Possibly. I never played it, though. I think
I'm just going off the popularity of it alone.
It's going to be either Doom or Uncharted 4. Probably Doom.
Okay. That was, you say Doom, I'd say Overwatch. What do yeah. you say, Matt?
Well, this is December 1st. We'll do this again.
Okay.
We'll do this again before yeah. before it airs.
Okay.
Because if we do it right now, we'll forget what all of our things were.
Yeah.
I'll make something up so that I can put names by who thought what. Then we can okay. then we can go back afterwards and see
cooked, yeah.
how good we were at that. Best game direction: Overwatch, Battlefield 1, Doom, Uncharted 4, and Titanfall 2. That's two nominations for Titanfall 2. A game that was $26 yesterday.
Yeah.
Best narrative. Firewatch.
Yes.
Yo, that's kind of...
Inside, which I haven't played. Mafia 3. Oxenfree. And Uncharted 4. Best art direction. Abzu. Firewatch.
Firewatch.
Yeah. Inside. Overwatch. I know these watches are getting a little weird. And Uncharted 4. Best music and sound design, Battlefield 1, which has some very good sound. Doom, Inside, again, I haven't played. Inside has got a massive amount of nominations for this.
Yeah, we still maybe need to look yeah. into that.
I'm look this up.
Res Infinite
mm-hmm.
and Thumper. Best performance, Alex Hernandez as Lincoln Clay in Mafia 3. Sissy Jones as Delilah in Firewatch.
All right.
Emily Rose as Elena in Uncharted 4. Nolan North, Uncharted 4. Troy Baker, Uncharted 4. And Rich Summer as Henry in Firewatch.
You know, for me, I kind of want to give it to Firewatch.
Which one?
Uncharted 4.
Which one do you want to give it to Firewatch then? Like, you want to give it to Henry or Delilah?
Yeah, I'd rather give it to Henry just because, like, as much as I like Delilah and talking to her and everything, I had more of a connection to Henry because that's who you play. That's, you know, that's who you are. So, I don't know.
The next category is Games for Impact. So, to describe what this is, honoring exemplary games that take on real-world issues and advocate for social change. I am not familiar
Titanfall.
With any of the... Yeah, Titanfall 2. 1979 Revolution, Black Friday. I have no idea what that is. But I'm interested all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Not because it says Black Friday. It's 1979 Revolution. I'm very curious about that. Especially after Mafia 3.
79 Revolution? I wonder if that's like Iran.
I don't know. There's a link. I could click on it. Block Hood. I don't know what that is. Orwell. Sounds interesting. Sea Hero.
I saw Orwell. I saw the little splash screen on Steam. And, yeah, it's about, you know, George Orwell's, you know, kind of a big brother control, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sea Hero Quest. No idea. This
was
next...
that early 90s TV show with Roy Shatner?
Sequest DSV.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. With a dolphin that talked.
Yeah.
Oh, and that one dude who...
Jonathan Landis. Oh, Jonathan Brandis?
I can't remember, but he had a horrible fate.
He was in there.
Yeah. He didn't get Anakin, so he...
Oof. And then the other nominee in this category is That Dragon Cancer. That's the only one out of these that I played, and I can tell you I barely played That Dragon Cancer before it got to me. I got to the title screen before I said, I am not going any further in
this. You're not in a good space for that.
I mean, the desk at the convention at PAX, had tissues. First of all,
that should let you know something right there.
Yeah, it had two laptops set up where you could play the game on the that dead platform that doesn't exist anymore. It was a Kickstarter, a little bitty square cube.
Ouija?
No.
No.
You're close.
Yeah.
It was whatever that thing, the Ouya or something.
Yeah,
Ouya, yeah, whatever it was. It was on that. You could play it on there. They had two laptops set up so you could demo it. A box of tissues next to each one, and then a picture of his son in between the two, which was nice, and I'm okay with that. And I know he wasn't trying... This is a game that I urge you to play. If you can find somewhere to play it, play it. I wasn't ready to go through it, and the more I think about it, the more I think that I'm probably still not ready to go through it. But you might be.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth giving it a shot to see if you are. It is a nice... I easily see why he did this. He was dealing with his son, his newborn son who had cancer. He was dealing with everything that you have to deal with when you go through that and having a son having a child that has cancer. Mm-hmm. And his coping mechanism with this was to build a game out of it. I easily see that. And honestly, if I had gone through what I went through and was in a state where I could do that, I might have actually done the same thing.
I always find it interesting when artists create things like that. Like James O'Barr creating The Crow, you know, from the real life tragedy of, you know, losing his fiance and stuff like that. And, you know, from that you get something otherworldly in a way, or just, you know, using that as a catharsis.
Yeah.
I was still
in high school.
Inspiration for this, this world you created, man. How'd you get there from here?
Yeah. You know, to see, like, cause usually for me, that's when you could really feel, you know, the emotion that they pour into it, because it comes from a real place.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, not that saying that just, you know, making a game, you know, you can't put emotion into it. I mean, who didn't feel a little bit during, you know, stuff like, you know, Last of Us or, you know, some of these, you know, you could still feel emotions and, you know, games. But, like, when you have something that comes from a real place like that as a coping mechanism, I find that a little bit more interesting.
You're exactly right about Iran for... 1979.
Oh, cool. I didn't even know about it. I just know the date. And
yeah, AC Wraith put the thing in the chat.
Choice-driven.
Thank you.
Wikipedia, yeah.
Choice-driven narrative game that brings players into the brooding world of a nation on the verge of collapse. Play as Reza, an aspiring photojournalist, and make life and death decisions as you survive the gritty streets of Iran in the late 1970s.
Yeah, it says interacting with surroundings like...
Interesting. I just know history a little bit. So.
Yeah, crowds of people on strike, homeless mothers, and infants, child, and they... Looks like a lot of a lot of those moral choices back and forth between this whole during this whole time.
Cool.
Yeah.
But I went through my experience with cancer when I was still in high school. So my remedy, my thing to get through it was to focus on, I had school, you know.
Yeah.
This
Everyone
was,
copes in their own way.
Yeah, this was during the Christmas vacation.
That's a good movie.
No, this was during the Christmas vacation when I was out for Christmas vacation. Yeah. And so I had a little time to deal with it and move on, but I was focused on, okay, this is my senior year of high school. I'm about to start the last semester. I need to get through that. I was working on my grades and stuff, working on my scholarship that I was going to be trying to get. And that was my focus. That was where I put my attention, to get sort of, you know, to get through that. But when I sat down to play that, and that was over 10 years later after having to deal with that, and way over 10 years, I still couldn't do it.
Yeah, some things still find a way to come to the surface.
Yeah, I could not even get through the title screen. Everything about sitting there and playing that game, or just seeing what was about to happen, I was like, no, I've been here. I'm not doing this again. Or at least I'm not doing this right now at a convention.
Yeah.
But I talk to the guy that made it. I talked to the creator. And I said, I am sorry that I cannot play your game, but I am not sorry that it exists. I'm glad it does, and one day I'm going to play your game, and I am so sorry for what you've happened to deal with. So.
And maybe, you know, I hope that could be something, you know, someone who's going through a tragedy.
Totally, I'm so glad.
They could use that as a way of, you know, dealing with it, or...
I am so glad it exists because of that.
Yeah, I like that. Someone put the blueprint down, so...
I mean, you know, there's just some universal feelings, and sorrow, grief, and how we deal with it is one of those, and so... You know, because I haven't had the same, life, situations and, things happen to me, still you could find ways of, dealing with hurt.
Okay, I'm going to...
Let's cheer up a little.
Yeah, we're running out of time for this. Best indie game, Firewatch, Hyperlight Drifter, Inside, Stardew Valley.
Okay.
And The Witness.
Again, Firewatch.
Best mobile.
I really like that.
We'll do this. Best mobile handheld game: Clash Royale, Fire Emblem Fates, Monster Hunter Generations, Pokemon Go, and Severed. Best VR game: Batman Arkham VR.
All right.
Eve Valkyrie, Job Simulator, Res Infinite, and Thumper. Best action game: Battlefield 1, Doom, Gears of War 4, Overwatch, and Titanfall 2. All
right.
Best action adventure game: Dishonored 2. Hitman.
That's a good one.
Hyper Light Drifter, Ratchet and Clank, and Uncharted 4. Yeah. Best RPG, Dark Souls 3.
RPG?
Yeah. That's what they've got it as.
Okay.
Deus Ex, Mankind Divided, Witcher 3, World of Warcraft Legion, and Xenoblade Chronicles X. Best fighting game, Killer Instinct Season 3. King of Fighters 14,
Pokemon Go!
Pokken
Tournament, yeah. I can see the confusion, yeah.
And Street Fighter V. Mm. Best strategy games: Civ 6, Fire Emblem Fates, Banner Saga 2, Total War, Warhammer, and XCOM 2. Best family game: Dragon Quest Builders, Lego Star Wars, Pokemon Go, Ratchet & Clank, and Skylanders, Imaginators. Mm. Best sports, racing game: FIFA 17.
Firewatch.
Forza Horizon 3, MLB The Show 16. NBA 2K17, and Pro Evolution Soccer. Best multiplayer: Battlefield 1, Gears of War 4, Overcooked, Overwatch, Titanfall 2, and Rainbow Six Siege. Most anticipated game: God of War, Horizon Zero Dawn, Mass Effect Andromeda, Red Dead Redemption 2, or Legend of Zelda. Trending gamer, best fan creator, best esports player, best esports team, best esports game. Okay, there you go. There's your nominees.
Doing a most anticipated, I wouldn't do that category.
There's probably some money behind that.
Filler?
Yeah.
There's probably some money behind that.
Yeah, like there's some advertising thing on that one, yeah.
Yeah, I could easily see that. So, anyway, before we wrap up.
Yes.
I was just going to talk about the situation that happened yesterday. A longtime friend of mine passed away due to a car accident, and he was not wearing his seatbelt, which I don't necessarily know that it would have saved his life in this, but there's always that possibility that it could have had he been wearing it. So part of this is for me to tell you to wear your seatbelt when you're out there driving. Please be careful this week as you are traveling wherever you may be going for the holidays. Please be careful. Wear that seatbelt. Also, it is a time of like seeing family. So, you know, if you've got your relationships, if you've got a good relationship with your family, that's great. Some people don't. Some people do. I learned that the hard way after dealing with my family. And by my family, I mean my mother and my father, and realizing that, hey, you know, I miss them. I wish they were around. You are taken for granted that you still have your mom and dad. But then I've talked to people, and over time I've realized that
sometimes
I wasn't as lucky, or some people weren't as lucky as me to have the parents that I had.
I'm the same way. I'm extremely lucky in my family.
So I know it's not always the case, but if you got a great relationship with them, don't take that for granted. If you've got friends that you haven't talked to in a while, give them a call. Make sure they're doing okay. Check in on them on Facebook. You don't even have to call them. Just send them a message on Facebook if you know that they're there, and say hello to them or whatever. Just reach out. This is a neighbor that I grew up with. I can still remember his home phone number in my head back when you didn't have these things saved.
Yeah.
Because I would call his house. He lived next door, but I would still call over there to see if he was home and wanted to go out riding the bikes or doing whatever we would do. I got baby pictures of me and this guy. He was born just a few months after I was, and we lived next door to each other forever until he got married and had two kids. And he moved out. And then his brother had moved out before, and his parents were there for a while. And then they, you know, didn't need that big of a house anymore, so they moved out. But I knew him for a very long time, and then suddenly I don't. And it sucks, and it hurts, and just a reminder to everyone to keep in touch with these people that are your friends, that you know, that you care about. Because one day you might hear on the news, like I did yesterday, this random name came across our news feed, died in a car accident. I said, man, I wonder if that's the same. Oh, that's the same guy. Same exact guy. And so that's all. That's just what I wanted to say. But anyway, that's going to wrap it up. Thanks, everybody, for joining us in the chat room. Thanks for everybody who's listening right now. Thank you to Mike for calling. Thank you to Crawdad for calling. Thank you to Chris for calling.
And calling.
Yes.
And calling.
Dr. Pershing, too. Don't
and yes. Dr. Pershing, thank you for calling as
it's
well
not a tumor.
And listening. Mike, you're probably still listening, man. I know I gave you a bunch of crap, but whatever. You're listening.
A real show's about to come on in a few minutes.
We appreciate it. Yes, Terry is on the way next. Thanks to everybody who grabs us each week from iTunes, however you get our show for later use. We do appreciate it. Head over to ingamechat.net. Join us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums at colonyofgamers.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're on Steam, join our Steam group. You can join up with us there and play games with us and other listeners. Or you can join our PS4 community. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving if you're here in the States and do that sort of thing. I hope you have a great Black Friday and get everything you want. And we'll see you. Yes, we are doing a show next Saturday. We will see you next Saturday. Have a great week, folks. Here's music from Battlefield 2.